Meanwhile, Iran's president says threats of a military option cannot derail the process of nuclear talks between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Hassan Rouhani said Iran is after a win-win situation in the Geneva talks. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, the president added that Iran seeks peace and stability in the Middle East and that all nations will benefit from successful talks on Iran's nuclear program. He said differences over the nuclear program should be resolved through international regulations, adding that Tehran will not give up its nuclear rights or cross the red lines set by the Islamic Republic. Regarding the previous round of talks in Geneva, President Rouhani said the two sides had made progress, but unfortunately, irrelevant expectations derailed the negotiations, leading to no agreement there. Let's bring in Homa Leski, our correspondent over in Geneva, to get an update on the talks. Homa, we understand that the bilateral is over at this point. Any news coming out of that meeting, and of course, what lies ahead?
Yes, Carver. First of all, I did try to find out what was the result of that very important bilateral meeting between Mr. Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, and head of the P5+1 negotiating team, Catherine Ashton. Of course, as you also know yourself, the two sides do not often come and tell the media exactly what was discussed, but it looks like it's not been a bad meeting because there is an optimistic mood. We can feel it when we're talking with the diplomatic sources here. We've just heard that the plenary session is going to be held now at the UN headquarters in Geneva here at 1800 local time here. That's about in like an hour's time. I just heard that Ms. Ashton herself and Mr. Zarif will be attending that initial talk that's going to start between the two sides, and then further discussions will be held just by the deputy foreign ministers and the representatives of the foreign ministries of the P5+1. But the fact that we're hearing both Ashton and Zarif taking part in this plenary session that's going to take place in an hour's time is in itself a good sign, meaning that actually some agreement may be close at hand. But as you just said there in the news, a lot of criticism, a lot of frustration, both in Iran and outside of Iran, directed against France, directed against Israel when it comes to nuclear talks. Now, France and Israel have been raising concerns concerning the Arak heavy water reactor or the heavy water production plant here, which is in Iran. And there's been claims that Iran, they say, can reprocess the spent fuel of the Arak reactor to separate plutonium. And of course, we know that the plutonium is the material that is, can be mounted on a missile warhead and turn into a nuclear warhead. But then that claim has been rejected, not officially, of course, by any official that I've been speaking to, but it's been reported frequently and by various people that we've been hearing here that Iran doesn't have that technology to produce the necessary facilities, which they call hot cells, to separate plutonium from nuclear waste. And it says that NPT member states do have the right to have heavy water reactors. And they say that the fact that Iran has been reporting regularly to the IAEA about its activities is in itself a sign that Iran is being quite transparent. And when you said there in the news, Mr. Rouhani and Mr. Zarif saying that we want a win-win solution, what they mean by win-win solution is, you know, negotiation, a two-way process. They mean we are going willing to go beyond our obligations. We are willing to allow further inspections by the IAEA, even beyond the NPT and the additional protocol. But we also want a step from the other side that means the other side recognizes that Iran is taking a step forward and it's taking reciprocally another step forward, which of course means relief of sanctions. But as to how much relief is we're going to see, that's of course going into the details that the two sides are not really willing to have publicly and open right now before there is any conclusion. So we'll just have to wait and see what will come out of these talks as of now. But again, Iran has said 4,000 man-day inspections, over 100 complementary accesses. The IAEA has never declared that even 1 gram of nuclear material in Iran has been diverted to military purposes. So it's on the right track. It expects the other side to recognize this.
And Homa, quickly, if you can, so from what I understand, in about an hour's time, you're going to have The negotiating team obviously sitting down with all the countries and their representatives. And then after that, they're going to take a break. Are we to see ultimately any type of a press conference that takes place when the meeting is over? Just trying to get an idea about the schedule that we're looking at ahead for today.
Well, apparently after the bilateral meeting between Zarif and Ashton, we were expecting some kind of an announcement. That wasn't made up until now, at least it hasn't been made. But we are going to expecting to see a press conference after this first round of talks that's going to start in about an hour's time. We may see Michael Mann, Catherine Ashton, spokesperson, and Mr. Arovci, Iran's deputy foreign minister, coming and giving a press conference, just giving the media some idea of what was discussed. That might happen in like several hours' time. It depends, of course, on how long the first round of talks are going to last.